Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Nick Candido, the CEO of Progressly.
Nick Candido, founder and CEO of Progressly.
Okay, first question. We'll just start off by asking you about your company, just kind of maybe the genesis of it since you're the founder, and then what it is you're doing today.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we are with Progressly is we are a way for companies to digitize their internal procedures in a way where we can make it so communication is tied to the processes that they're actually running on a day-to-day basis. We make it so people who are actually executing those processes can be more efficient in how they do their job. And ultimately what we get to is data-driven insights around inefficiencies tied to those processes and where you can optimize through Progressly as an end-to-end platform.
And when you say digitize, are you talking through like an app procedure or a software procedure? Talk to me a little bit about that.
So specifically with oil and gas, there are a lot of procedures that are paper right now in like purely paper format, meaning they're hung up somewhere or you have a binder that you might need to be carried around. So the first thing we want to do is take those same procedures and move them to a digital format. So it's easier to access them wherever you are. And then we can do a lot of things tied to how you need to communicate with teams that are in remote locations, in different time zones, tied to kind of end-to-end stakeholders as you move a process from start to finish. So it's really just kind of bringing those out of the paper format and into a more electronic format where the power of software can start to help these companies with efficiency.
Sure. And do you only do oil and gas, or do you work outside of the industry? The reason I bring that up is this program, of course, it's an oil and gas program, but I also host another show called Coffee and Capitalism, where we talk quite a bit about technology. In fact, it's a segment we call Groundbreakers. And last week we had on the CEO of Myriad Mobile, and he's basically doing phone apps and that sort of thing. A college kid that turned a dorm room into an office to a company with 40 employees. So do you work just in the oil and gas industry, or do you got some clients outside of that?
Yeah, we definitely have clients outside of oil and gas. So the industry that we first started with is kind of energy and utilities broadly defined. But what we're really excited about are a bunch of traditional industries where there are a few factors that are coming into play tied to the way that there's an aging workforce, there's a bunch of institutional knowledge that they need to keep within these companies, and they need to think about the next evolution around how they're going to continue to stay relevant and stay productive and stay, you know, cash flow positive in a lot of ways. And our technology has had a broad application across industries like that, transportation being a good example, Max.
Sure. wanted to ask you about oil and gas again, and this can go into other areas too, but specifically like oil and gas, there's a big push to remote monitoring, and they're transitioning their old paper way of doing checking and just their due diligence, and their protocols is going to the more digital world, whether it be through an app system, whether it be through a software drop-down button, or in some cases, especially on pipelines, it's becoming just automated. Are you involved in any one of those particular different types, or are you in accounting, I guess? What particular niche within the energy industry are you finding success?
Yeah, so it really touches on all three of those things. And a good example is with Shell Oil, who's our biggest supporter. And we focus on processes tied to management of change, stakeholder management, and risk management. So things that touch the corporate office, where there's a huge amount of transparency that's needed to be able to execute those processes effectively, where it's very easy to hit a blocking point in that process if you don't have something like Progressly that enables you to move that process forward digitally. So not only do we kind of bring that together when you're executing a manager of change process one time, but we're able to start to do some of the automation for them around where there might be potential. So if we're recognizing that there's the same bottleneck time and time again, you can use Progressing as a platform to make a change to that process and then automate the way that it's going to move forward across all those stakeholders who are going to be involved.
What kind of learning curve are you finding? Oil and gas especially, you know, they've got a lot of seasoned veterans who are either particularly fond of the way they're doing things or just people that maybe are not understanding technology as fast as they should. How are you finding, and you can go into different industries too, but just the overall learning curve, you know, with bringing this digital world or this wired world into the workplace?
Yeah, well, I think it helps to be mindful of the fact that the big crew change is something that's coming for an industry like oil and gas, right? 50% of the workforce is going to retire in the next 10 years. So they're already thinking through what is the next generation of work going to do? Where we align nicely with the workers that are already within these companies today is that we fundamentally don't want to change the way you're doing your job at all. We want to give you a tool that helps you be more productive with the job that you're doing. So we really fit into their existing workflow, and then based on using the tool, which is meant to be as simple as possible, only then can you augment the way you're working. But if that's not our recommendation, that's up to the people who have built these companies.
How long have you been in business?
We founded the company in 2014. And earlier this year, we announced a pretty senior technology executive joining our team and a sizable round of financing to start to fuel our growth within oil and gas and other industries.
Are you finding that the, and I don't know if this will make sense, but if it doesn't, you know, obviously ask for further explanation, but kind of right now, there's been, over the last 10 years, there's been kind of a transition out of the tangible marketplace, which would be like a Johnson & Johnson or a Tyson chicken or whatever, where it's an actual item you can feel. And when the digital revolution came, I call it like the Facebook generation, to where it's an intangible type of a product. You're kind of in that hybrid to where you've got a tangible product, because at the end of the day, it's a software, it's a something along those lines to help streamline their business a little bit more. But also, it's an intangible product because it's not a big Caterpillar or Bobcat or big heavy machinery that everybody can look at and feel. Are you finding that your current business model is going very well for you? Are you seeing signs that you possibly might have to branch out into other realms and other areas?
Yeah, I think, you know, the big thing for us is that software as a service and technology solutions that can be accessed wherever you have access to the internet, where there's no software to download, there's no implementation costs. It makes life very easy on IT from a security and privacy standpoint. That's the way that's happened in technology over the last 15 years. And at the end of the day, we're mindful of where technology is strong. And technology is really strong in giving people the information they need to do a great job. So we know that there's still a tangible piece to our business and that we help goods and services be produced. But technology, we think, is the way where you can unify and collaborate in a way that you weren't able to do that 15 years ago. And that's ultimately where we can bridge the gap. And I think we've done a good job of that so far as a company. Because a big part of it, too, is if you're all paper and manual, the systems that you need to support your organization are much more cost-intensive, much more difficult to work with, and they're going to make it harder for you to do a good job as a company, regardless of what type of product or service you provide.
To listen to the full-length interview with Nick Candido, the CEO of Progressly, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.